Okay, all right, 7 o'clock, I'll call the meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, it's Wednesday, August 12th. This is our initial budget committee meeting. Present tonight are Todd, Stephanie, Katrina, Sue, me, Lynn Shivers, and Dick. And Sue Young are with us on Zoom. Is that right, Casey?
Mm-hmm.
Casey's here.
Yeah.
Okay. First thing we're going to do is look at the minutes from the previous meeting. Any changes or corrections? I just had a couple. Donna Hetzel, I had to look it up. It's H-E-T-Z-E-L.
Okay.
And Bob Panett is, I think, P-A-N-N-I-T. Okay. I think that's it. On the
hey, are we doing the minutes now?
Yeah, we're reviewing the minutes now.
I got a couple changes.
Okay, what are they, Dick?
You ready? Page two.
Go ahead.
Yes, page two. Down at about 75% down, Susan Gill should be G-I-L-L.
Okay.
Bottom one there, it's Bob Panett, P-A-N-I-T. He is the Candia Emergency Management Director. He's not from FEMA. And so you should identify him as a Candia official. He does get the money from FEMA for us, and his budget is always zero. That are the only changes I have.
It was Candia Emergency what?
Management.
Management. Okay.
Anything else, Dick? Nothing else? Does anybody have any other changes?
I'm sorry, did you halfway down on page two, it's Susan Young, where it says Susan Young seconds and then it says 24 seconds? I'm not sure. Did you already fix that? I'm sorry.
No.
Thank you. See how.
Where is right, right here, where it says Susan Young seconds, 24 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Anything else? Anybody? Is there a motion to approve the minutes with correction?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Susan moves to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Sure.
One second. Paul seconds it. Okay, all in favor of approving the minutes? Aye.
Do I have to abstain?
Susan Young, aye.
Mr. Snow says yes.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, the next thing, I didn't put it on the agenda, but as you remember, on our last meeting, we decided to buy lunch for the employees, which we did. I went to the first stop and got a party platter and stuff. And so we got a nice thank you note from the town office. Thank you for thinking of us and treating us to such a great lunch. We really enjoyed it. Your town office staff. And it's signed by all the town employees. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So that's great. Have a nice day. Okay, now questions from the last meeting. Okay, the first one is Susan Gill asked why the insurance had jumped up so much. And if you look at the town expenditure report on the second page, Donna, I don't know if this answers your question. Donna says the 2019 workers' comp payment of $25,299 wasn't paid until September. All insurances except life insurances have increased this year as well. I don't know if that was the explanation, but.
What was the thing about the workers' comp? It was paid in September.
The 2019 workers' comp payment of $25,299. So I guess.
So in other words, the actual expenses.
We were comparing it with the previous year, but the previous year wasn't paid until September. So that's why it was eventually. And then all insurances except life insurance have increased this year as well. Yep. Okay. I think that was the only question for the town. Okay, then the school. Let's see. We asked about kindergarten aid.
Comes in as adequacy grant, she said.
Okay, so she gave us a revenue report. You can't lick your finger. Okay, so let's see. Kindergarten aid is zero.
They want state adequacy grant?
Yes, she said it goes into that account.
Okay. Is there state adequacy grant?
Yeah.
$100 million. Okay, so that's where it goes. Okay, that answers it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we asked about lunch. Are the lunch ladies getting paid?
They did get paid.
Yes, so they did get paid. Yes. And ask about free lunch if it's getting distributed.
We were not required to do the lunch program.
Okay. So there was no free lunch.
No.
Okay. And then we asked about transportation.
We got 50%, and you'll see on the June 30th, it's like 100,000 now, if I remember correctly. 50% for April and then June.
We spent 50% of what we did before. Is that what you're saying?
We got our 50% return.
Okay.
On April, May, and June.
For the transportation. All right, and I believe those were the only questions. Did you have any other questions? All right. All right, now the next item is we need to prepare our budget committee budget for the 2021 budget. So I gave everybody, I hope you all have a copy of that. Now, I would like to give Casey a raise since she's saved me for the last 6 months. And it's interesting because I got an email from the town offices that says if you have somebody that does everything efficiently and correctly, then they deserve a raise. So that would be Casey. She does everything efficiently and correctly. So I looked at what she gets paid. And last year we were way under budget. We were like half of the administrative the budget. So we can give her a raise and not change our budget amount.
I think that sounds like a lovely plan.
Okay. So Donna, I asked Donna what's typical, and she said for somebody that does such a good job, you can go two or three steps. So two or three steps came up to almost $1 an hour extra, so I think that's $1 an hour.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
That's great.
I know it'll change your mind.
Enjoy that cup of coffee.
Yeah, you can get an extra cup of coffee.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I will motion.
Katrina moves to increase Casey's pay by $1 an hour. Is there a second?
Sure, I'll second.
5 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
we need to ask them if they agree, since they're not here.
Yeah, they're both meeting.
I'm sorry, I was trying to write a question in the chat. What was the amount last year, and what is it now, Lynn, please?
Casey, is currently making $16.67 an hour, and we want to give her, she's making $15.73 an hour, and we want to give her $1 an hour raise.
Okay, thank you.
We vote.
And I approve. Yes, I vote yes. Thank you.
How about Dick? You vote yes?
The only question I have is, Casey, you going to get a raise this year? She obviously is doing a great job. I don't want to lose her. I don't know whether the town's bumping money or not.
That's what we're voting on, Dick.
I think Casey needs a raise.
Well,
yeah, we agree. We're voting to give her $1 an hour raise.
Should we conduct an annual review of Casey's performance?
I do that. I do a monthly review. Okay, Dick, so you're in favor of giving her a raise?
I'm having problems hearing what's going on. It's not your fault, it's mine. I lost 3 hearing aids in the last 30 days. So I agree with the budget. I'm just saying I think Casey needs a raise. You've got to.
That's a yes.
We got it. Yes. All right. So I think that's unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to have to be sure and tell Donna. $1 an hour. Okay. All right. Anything else? Anything else anybody wants to change on our budget? Just leave it the way it is. I think it's fine. Okay, just leave it the way it is. Okay, next up is the town report. Anybody have any questions or comments on the town expenditure report? One thing I just wanted to everybody to take a look at on page 2 under direct assistance. You know, last meeting we were talking about, you know, people not being able to needing help.
Yeah.
We've spent $380 on direct assistance.
Does that mean that people don't know that it's available?
I think it means that people either are working or they're getting an extra $600 a week.
Okay. I mean, but is that typical though?
Yeah.
That we don't spend it?
Yes, it is typical. Lately we haven't been spending much at all.
Don't we talk about that one every year?
Yeah,
we want to basically zero it out, but
but we've been reducing it.
Yeah, but it's always the fear.
We did reduce it last year.
Yeah, and we reduced it a little bit, I think, the year before, because it was when I first started, it was $60,000 a year, and we were spending quite a bit of it.
Yeah,
and now you can see that.
So it isn't that people don't know that we don't.
That's correct. I think they don't qualify. That's the other thing. I think they don't qualify. And in the past, there wasn't a real precise application process or any kind of verification done.
Yeah.
So
now that that's in place, it's
a little bit different. Yeah. So not a lot of people can qualify. Any other comments on the expenditure report?
Sue, Healy Road looks great.
I haven't been out there personally shoveling, but thank you anyway.
No, it looks really good.
Yep.
If Dennis were here,
we'd have him. We are so lucky to have him as a road agent.
I know.
I don't know how he is so efficient. And I don't know how he does it. And other towns are just so lacking.
Yeah. Well, if you see Dennis do something, there's Dennis.
Yeah.
If you go to any other town doing the same things, there's four guys and two trucks.
Yeah. Well, what's the saying? How's it go? There's one 10 guys and, watching one guy work.
One are coming, one are going.
What's the road that comes onto Chester Turnpike, but it's in Auburn, and it's off, you can get to it, it's like...
Candy Road?
Well, it's off of road, and you take a right, but it comes out onto Chester Turnpike. It's like, but it's Auburn. They were there for 3 months last summer doing exactly what Dennis did on Hilly Road in like a week and a half.
Oh, Tower Hill? Are you talking about Tower Hill?
Tower Hill, no, it's right off of Old Candia Road, but it's in Auburn. Hmm. They were there for...
Is it Hook Road?
No.
Oh.
No, it's... Anyway, they took forever. Yeah. And they didn't even take the road down to any... They just were... I don't know what the heck they were doing, but anyway. We're lucky to have done this.
Okay. Any other questions on the town report, expenditure report? Okay, now the school reports, we got the revenue report. So, looks like the revenue is up. Catastrophic aid went up. Anything else? Any questions on the revenue report?
Lynn, may I ask a question?
Sure.
For the Medicaid reimbursement, why are we down so much from instead of the 15,000, we're down to 4,000? Because aren't those kiddos still getting those services, and aren't we being reimbursed? Or
Medicaid expenses?
No, reimbursement.
Yeah, Medicaid.
Well, are they not getting those services?
Maybe somebody's got
it.
Oh, maybe.
The children who had IEPs were still getting services.
It's not a big deal because it's still 42,000 to the good above last year, but I just was curious where all the Medicaid money went.
Reimbursement for services, so apparently we're just not spending the money.
Yeah.
It's reimbursement for when we spend Medicaid for the service. So.
Yeah, it's not a big deal, just curious.
Any other questions on the revenue report? Okay.
Who printed this one?
Yeah. Well, what is this? The portrait of the landscape.
Right. It's all. So what you have to do is kind of rip it apart and try to put it back together because it's all printed wrong.
Alrighty.
No.
I mean, the bottom line is they're estimating is 192,000 to come back to
right.
the town.
Right. So
yeah.
But it's printed on both sides, so it's kind of hard to spread it out.
Yeah. This one's impossible.
Yeah, this one's.
So that's the bottom line, is that's what's left.
If you look at it on your phone, it's almost easier, even though it's only this big, because it's all in one line. It's not all messed up. I was just, on the bottom line, it shows 308,000 reserved for encumbrances.
Yes.
What is that mostly?
Building repair. It was voted on, steel forest, heating, window, replacement, stair treads, kindergarten tents, paving, which you probably all assume you're driven by. The reading program, math program manuals, Chrome devices, Wi-Fi upgrade, touch-free dispensers, touch-free faucets, masks. plexiglass office window, interior, exterior, room signage, abatement, field fencing, refurbished floors, and seam coat. Yeah, this is what from the minutes.
And that leaves about 190,000. Now, Amy did say that the auditors haven't looked at it, so these numbers could change a little bit. But this is, I asked her to just give us an idea if we would know what would be what the end of the year is. Now, I'm not going to get into reopening because you guys have had a school board meeting and discussed that at length.
Yes.
I just am curious. Do you have any idea how many children we're going to have or how many teachers?
Next Thursday's meeting, that will be discussed. They sent out a questionnaire last week to see who is definitely returning. Well, as much as we know who is and who is not returning, based on the numbers, they will see if they can incorporate some remote learning for those that are staying.
Do you know how many teachers are not coming back?
Nobody has said, for sure.
So they haven't talked to the teachers yet?
The last week they mentioned that there were about four teachers that were having trouble because their children at home were remote learning. They worked out, said they weren't coming back, but they had worked out exactly how.
So you basically don't know. No, I understand. I mean, that's,
yeah, the problem is a lot of teachers have kids at home that go to different school districts.
Yeah, sure. There's so many problems. Okay.
Is the projection to be total teacher count the same, even though you are going to offer potentially an in-classroom and a remote?
So they have to look at the numbers. Right now, every teacher is allotted to a classroom. They have to look at the numbers because the first in June, they had a questionnaire that said 88% of kids were coming back. And the second one was like 68% of kids would be coming back. And then they did firm numbers last week on the questionnaire that was sent out so they could decide. They're also going to try and work with Hooksett and Auburn to see, you know, maybe if they have a first grade classroom with high end numbers, we can have our kids do remote learning with their program. See how we can best work it out because we can't hire more teachers and we can't ask the teachers to do both class and remote. So,
yeah, I think that's the tough part because it's like if you're going to offer both, how is that even logistically possible? Would headcount staying the same? Yeah.
So once we get our final numbers, we're going to look at it, get with Hooksett in Auburn, see where they were at, see if we can use our resources.
Did Hooksett in Auburn? I probably should even know the answer. But do they have the same go back plan or are they different?
They're going back and then they're off and home.
Yeah, okay, so it's the same as us.
I feel like we're probably one of the only school districts there is.
Yeah, Manchester was going back and then switched to remote.
Yeah, Pinkerton is a hybrid just because they have so many students.
Yeah.
A lot of schools are hybrid, Deerfield's hybrid.
Now, how did we
Chester's
do,
going back
how did we do remote learning when all this happened?
Would, how did they do it?
Well, I mean, were they, because I was talking with somebody, their kids go to private school and they did, the teacher was on Zoom and all the kids were in front of their
Zoom
computers and they had the class and the teacher was there teaching it and all the kids were participating in Zoom. But
yes,
I'm
some were
guessing
Zoom.
That a lot of people
some
didn't do it that way.
Younger ones had a lot of packets and papers and things. And they had like Zoom snack breaks and Zoom, like for the social
so
aspect.
Not classroom.
Like my eighth grader had Zoom.
Right.
On her classes.
For every class or
for
just
every class? For every, even media, she had Zoom.
Yeah. Candia was way better. My friends who live out of towns didn't even come close to what the Candia teachers did.
And this year they have, we purchased, so like if we have to go 100% remote per state regulations, they have tablets for the little ones. And I think they'll be working on teaching them, you know, incorporating it into their daily classroom routine so that when they go home, they can know how to use it. If
May I ask a question again? I don't know how to jump in here. There's not like a hand raising thing. Usually I use chat, but.
No, I can see your questions. I was just waiting for a good time to pop in.
Thank you. I know Dick did. I wasn't sure. I thought you started. Why can't they use a Zoom and use the owl like we're using today, and the teacher teach the class, and either you're at home watching it remotely as we're doing today, or you're in the classroom depending on what the parent chooses. And the reason I'm asking that is the complaints that I heard is a lot of the work that was returned or asked for, or even if it was, you know, they had to have, I think, 62% of their work returned. It wasn't corrected. From what I understand, a couple of parents really struggled with, they didn't know if it was right, if it was wrong, that type of thing. Why can't they use the owl and just teach the class, and either your child is in person or your child is in at home on a device?
They haven't announced how they're going to do the remote option. That was one of the suggestions last week. I think one of the problems is, number one, technology. What if the kids' internet is down or schools is down? Every school is, I'm assuming, if every classroom in that school is doing remote in a class, I don't think even our Wi-Fi upgrade would be able to handle it. Another concern was the interaction. If the teacher wasn't a specific remote teacher, they wouldn't be able to answer, you know, on the fly, stuff like that. But I mean, it was brought up.
But isn't the teacher, say, for example, I'm in seventh grade mathematics and I'm teaching that class. That teacher is teaching the class, explaining what they're going to be doing or the procedure, whatever. And then if there are questions like we did here, I'm doing it poorly, but they can certainly ask questions on Zoom. They do have a hand raising feature. I just guess I can't see it here, but, and so they're interacting. The teacher can answer on the fly, because either somebody's going to be raising their hand or they're in the classroom. So they're getting that interaction. And then some of the stress and the pressure, I would think, would be off the parents to, quote, teach their children. You know what I mean? Especially the new math. I think that's been a struggle.
So next Thursday, the remote option is being discussed more now that we'll have better numbers. And Becky will probably have a better plan as to how it'll be done. We just voted last week to enter.
Yes, yeah, I heard the meeting. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So.
And they did do a questionnaire at the end of last year to see what worked, what didn't work. So they would be better prepared for the fall. If we have to go full remote again.
Hey,
how
did they do overall in terms of was everybody? Yeah, that's five people. Five answers.
Yeah.
I mean, my kid. Yeah. He has extreme attention orders. ADHD, dyslexia, all nine yards, and she's so much better at home because she was focused. She didn't have the classroom distractions.
Okay.
And she's very like goal oriented, and how are my grades? And so for her, it was great.
Yeah.
But for other kids, it was terrible.
Yeah. Like you said, five questions, five answers.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't go get a cup of coffee and lead off with that question.
Yeah. All right. Okay, any more questions on the school reports?
I mean, if you guys want to take time and look at it between this meeting and next meeting to, you know, why is this line that way?
Well, it'd be nice if we could get it so we could read it.
Can we look at
it? Whoever prints out this?
Do it landscape, why don't you? Instead of portrait, why don't you print it?
I did it at the town office today and they printed it wrong. So we can't really read it.
Oh, so our secretary's doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They printed the copies for us. But they didn't print it landscape.
But this is in the email.
Yeah.
So we can print it ourselves.
You can print it yourself if you have legal size paper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good point.
Yeah.
I mean, you could like erase the budget and function.
Get rid of all the extraneous columns that don't really.
Yeah. You could.
Yeah.
So Lynn, is the selectman's assistant going to be expected to do this again for the school, or will we get copies from the school next month?
The selectman assistant has been making our copies for years and years and years.
Right.
We don't get paper copies from the school. We just get the email from the school.
Okay.
That I send to everybody, and okay. Then somebody in the selectman's office prints it.
All right, so she just needs a little bit of help, instruction to how to get it on bigger paper and landscape, probably.
We'll get another one in September, right? Yes, she did. On the 24th. Oh, August 1st. So we should get another. We'll just make sure. If this had been a normal time and we would have got it earlier, but it wasn't ready. That's not Amy's fault. We would have looked at it Friday and we would have fixed this, but we only got this today and I didn't look at it until I got home.
Yeah, we'll fix it by next month, not a big deal. So is the summary though that we're encumbering
192 is coming back and the 308 is
the encumbrances,
so it's basically $500,000
left over
of a budget that seemed like we were fighting over tooth and nail last year, that they were going to have to cut sporting because it was so tight.
It's usually that amount. It's usually right 3 to 5.
We got money back.
Yeah.
I don't know if Amy has the access. I feel like to give us an idea of how much. Like I think the bus was like 100,000. You know what were expenses down because of COVID, but which ones we saved on?
Yeah.
And let's see. Special ed.
Were there any expenses that went up because of that? There must have been some expenses that went up.
We put it in the end of the year. We put it encumbered.
Yeah, I mean the cleaning, the plexiglass, all that.
That wasn't anticipated at the beginning.
Water bottle funds.
That was all on our.
Okay, in the 308.
In the 308,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That wasn't a plan.
Is that water bottle fountains? No, touchless. Touchless.
How do those work?
You put your bottle under it and it's just okay. Just like at the gym or wherever
okay.
they are.
Like at the airport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same one. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I know, pushing that button hard.
Well, no, just the concept of having touchless water bottle.
It knows you're there.
Therapy was down. Some therapy services, speech services. But were those kids getting those services remotely? Some yes, some no, probably. I'm just looking real quick to see where the big, I know buses were big.
I think it's just like when you next every time that you compare a budget to this year's budget, then you have to have an understanding
this
was
year,
driven
yeah,
by
yeah.
X, and because
right.
otherwise it's going to be
because yeah,
if we
true.
Just look at a number and say, well, last year they spent X,
yeah,
yeah, it's not going to help.
Yeah, like the athletics, we have coaches in the spring,
so you can't whack that line next time.
We didn't have any of the field trip. Yeah, you're right. We can't really compare
them. Well, I'll ask her if she can find, for one more question, we're going to want to know.
Yeah, we're going to need to know. But, I don't think any of us know how this year is going to play out.
Yeah.
Who knows what we're going to be doing 6 months from now.
That's it, 3.
Trimester at a time right now, Lynn.
3 weeks.
Yeah, back of Easter.
Okay. All right, any other questions on the school? Okay. The last thing is the budget and finance workshop is September 24th. It's a virtual thing. It's not where you're going here. So if you want to participate, just let the selectman's office know and they'll sign you up.
Can you watch it? Can I like record it so you can watch it later?
I don't know. Let me ask.
Because I'm sure it's during the day.
Yeah.
Most of these webinars, they are recording.
So I could watch it not on the 24th at 9 o'clock in the morning.
But maybe
Yeah, 9 to 3. Yeah.
I think that would be helpful, but
okay.
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 Hey, Lynn.
Yes.
Could you please tell them about the September 8th, Saturday, September 8th, at 8 in the morning at the town office building is going to be the proposed 2021 town budgets.
Okay.
You don't have to be there, but that's when all the department heads and everything explain how much money they're asking for and exactly what, but we will tape record it.
Isn't that Labor Day
weekend
Saturday?
What's
that?
Yes.
With what?
What day is it? What day is it, Sue?
No, Tuesday. It is a Tuesday.
Start of school. Did she say Saturday?
Oh, I'm lying. It's a Saturday. That same Saturday. I'm sorry. I don't have my calendar in front of me. Not the 8th. The 8th is voting. I'm sorry. It's that Saturday.
Yes. Of Labor Day weekend Saturday?
No. The 13th.
Oh, okay, get your calendar out.
I was going to say here, I can hardly.
The 13th is a Sunday.
The 12th.
12th then.
September 12th?
Yeah.
When they're due?
No, that's when the selectmen get together and get the town, all the departments submit their requested budget and they start working on the budget. So we're at September 12th then, huh?
Yes, yeah, sorry.
Elastics let it go.
Okay, anything else? Okay, we have a motion to adjourn.
A motion that we adjourn.
Katrina moves that we adjourn, and
I'll second.
Stephanie seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank
Bye,
you very
much.
We'll all be back.
I wonder if we lost it.